Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I'm so happy for all of you guys joining me today, watching it or listening to it. So happy to have all of you guys here. Hope everybody's having a great week so far. For those of you living in the north and kind of the eastern, northeastern area, and just obviously just north in general, it's starting to get colder, which is nice. No snow yet. I'm hoping for a white Christmas this year. I don't think it's going to happen being in Kentucky, but hopefully we can pray and see if we get a white Christmas. I really want one, but we'll see if I actually get one. It has been many years since I've had a white Christmas. I really would like one. I wanted to do an episode today just kind of talking about a few of the main headlines, stories, things that you guys have been seeing both on probably the Patriot channels and also, of course, on mainstream media. Obviously, you guys see here, I have the Twitter, Matt Taibbi's Twitter account brought up. He's been the guy that has been putting out all the Twitter dump stuff. Or the Twitter, you know, screenshots of Twitter email or emails and correspondences between government officials and people that work at Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to go through and read all of it. I think there's like 36 or something posts about it. But it is a really good read if you guys had to take the time, go through and read it. I just wanted to kind of have the account here for you guys to go find. I know a lot of people have been mainstream media like Tucker Carlson, Jesse Waters, ones on Fox News, and also, you know, the Patriot channels have been kind of providing it in a summary form. But if you guys want to go and look at it in full form, you guys can use this link for the Twitter here, for Matt Taibbi's Twitter, and go and look at it yourselves. It's a pretty good read. Not really anything like a smoking gun. I will say, I think it's a lot of little things that are important. I don't think it's going to be necessarily one big, oh, hurrah. It's going to be a lot of like 1,000 tiny things of things that kind of seal the coffin on the deep state. But, you know, we'll see. But I did want to bring this up. This is interesting. If you guys take a look at this screenshot, do you guys notice anything off or kind of weird or something that you wouldn't see? And I'm not talking about the content itself, but if you look, none of the emails are blurred out. Usually, whenever you see emails on like Tucker Carlson or something, or screenshots, the pictures of them, whatever, the emails of the people will actually be blurred out, right? And you can't see them. Here, though, they weren't. They weren't blacked out. They weren't blurred. You can see. And these are people, some of them, it looks like they're personal emails. So I did find that interesting. I don't know if that was purposeful or if it was an accidental oversight that those were left in there. Because these people are probably going to be getting, you know, emails and messages and stuff from people who, you know, are mad about the Twitter censorship. So their emails are probably getting flooded with correspondences from just everyday people, you know, really ticked off about the stuff that's going on. So I do think it is kind of funny. I don't think it was an oversight because Elon Musk and he's too smart of a person to do that. So I don't think it was an oversight, but I do think that is interesting. I think that is interesting. So these people are probably going to have to change a lot of their personal email addresses, more than likely. So that's all thing with Twitter. Next story, obviously, I wanted to talk about the Balenciaga thing that's been going on the last few weeks. Not really surprised about it. I mean, these people, they don't care about life, whether it's children, older people, people in between. It doesn't really matter. They just don't care about people. And these are people, you know, that traffic children. And there's the whole satanic underbelly of it that's been on television for years. That's been called a conspiracy theory, whatever, but these are people who don't care, and sacrifices like the type that they do and blood drinking or whatever it is, it's been around for thousands of years. It's not new. It's been around for a long time. But Balenciaga, I mean, they're getting attacked over their the ad campaign. You know, like it says here, Balenciaga sparks outrage over depraved, end quote, ad campaign with toddlers, teddy bears, and bondage. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen people taking in and translating Balenciaga into what it means in Latin. And here, actually, if you split it up into three parts, the ball Balenciaga, it means play the ball. But if you add an A here, it actually means Bale is the king. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you have seen that. So that is kind of an interesting development. It's not surprising because they put everything in plain sight. It's what gets them off. It's they're part of their satanic stuff they like to do. But if you split it up in four parts, Balenciaga, it means do what you want, which is also a translation to do what thou wilt, which is a satanic creed from Aleister Crowley. From back in the early 1900s, I think it's called Thelema or something. It's a satanic thing. So either way you cut this word, literally, like either way you cut it, it's bad. It's not good. It's satanic both ways, which makes sense. Their stuff is super high priced. It's a lot of like BDSM stuff. It's actually pretty sick, and people pay thousands of dollars for this stuff, and I'm like, it's like $2,000, I think, for a pair of flip-flops or something. I'm like, I don't care if I had $1 million, I would not pay $2,000 for a pair of flip-flops. That just seems very over the top for me. But anyways, people like what they like, I guess. But that's the whole thing about Balenciaga. Also, I don't have the clips up here of it, but I saw that somebody was sharing around on Twitter, and in American Horror Story, this was on the Gateway Pundit. I'm not going to look at it right now, but in American Horror Story season, it was actually the one season I didn't watch. It was from like 10 years ago, because I didn't start watching American Horror Story until I was older, because it's a pretty cultic satanic show. Season 3 was Coven, All Around Witches. It was especially dark, so I actually didn't watch it. But in one of the scenes where they burn one of the witches or one of the people at the stake, she screams Balenciaga, clear as day, and somebody shared the clip from that. And I can affirm that that is American Horror Story, because like I said, I've seen every single season except that one. So it's interesting. So if she was screaming Balenciaga, was she saying, you know, Baal is the king? Or was she saying, do what thou wilt, because that was the whole satanic thing from Aleister Crowley. So Balenciaga, either way you cut it, it's a satanic organization that preys on children. And I'll guarantee an even more dark and satanic underbelly that people probably will never know, but that a few of us, you know, the remnant, kind of will know that it's true. So it's not surprising these people are evil, and of course they hurt children. Thirdly, I wanted to talk about the Supreme Court. It's starting to kind of gain a lot of traction. I know I talked about this, I think, a few weeks ago, but it's starting to gain kind of a lot of traction out here in the Patriot movement. Brunson versus Adams. Okay, it's from October 20th. You know, I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard about it. I'm putting the link here. This is the page of the court case, they did vote to hear it, and they need 4 out of the 9 justices to hear it. So that is a pretty... I'm surprised they even heard it. I know others out here are very surprised. I was very surprised that they voted to hear it. Now they need a majority to rule in favor of it, so we'll see what that happens. That shows the proceedings of it. And so October 20th was when it was filed, November 23rd. And I'm not going to bring up that, but it was the waiver of right of respondent to the United States to respond or filed, which I was basically where the government's saying, we're not going to unless you require us to, which you can click on the main document here. That's basically what it takes you over to say. And then November 30th, it says distributed for conference of 1-6-2023, which is January 6th coming up. I do find that is an interesting date, that they're doing it on the conference is scheduled for January 6th. And I'm not exactly for sure. I looked kind of up what conferences and Supreme Court. It's still kind of not really clear to me exactly what it is, but it looks like they're going over it now, and then they're going to conference about it. I guess that means all of them at the table or bench or whatever thing it is that they're going to talk about it. And after that, I'm not for sure how long it's going to take for them to decide if they do it soon after that, but the conference is scheduled. The next date that's important is January 6th. So we'll see what happens. With that, I am just going to say I would not get my hopes up on anything. Something could happen, which would be great. I'm just saying if it doesn't, that's okay too. If you don't get your hopes up on a lot of this stuff, like, oh, looking for the next thing that happens, you're not going to be let down. Just keep it's like an up and down, like a roller coaster. Okay, a lot of people I know, the highs, the lows. And people are welcome to ride that. It's totally fine if you want to ride the highs and lows. I'm just not. And I know people that aren't, because if you just stay kind of constant, static over the course of this, you're going to enjoy it better. You're going to get to see a lot more, and you're not going to get sick from all the up and the downs. So like you would on riding a roller coaster too many times. So we'll see what happens there, but, and that's, like I said, that's a month away now, so we'll see what happens. But the date of it, January 6th, that is certainly not a coincidence, and that is a very interesting timing. Lastly, I did want to talk about the Brazil thing. I know I just posted a clip of the reporter on Tucker Carlson, and he's out here now saying that, you know, martial law, they may be starting that soon. Brazil military kills, quote, Red Command, unquote, cartel leaders, prepares takeover. Gateway Pundit and Matt Tiermond on, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, and if I butchered it, I'm sorry. I'm not exactly sure, but Gateway Pundit and Matt Tiermond on War Room were the first worldwide to report that the Brazilian military is mobilizing under its constitutional authority to protect democracy. Sources on the ground now confirm that the army is mobilizing and has eliminated key leaders of the communist-allied drug cartels in Rio. So, and this is the guy that I, in my very last video, the one right before this one, the clip that I shared, that was on Tucker Carlson, talking about that the military backed Bolsonaro in Brazil. And now they're saying that martial law may very well start there. Elon Musk had just recently tweeted about it, about the Brazil situation, that, oh, Twitter may have interfered, you know, in Brazil's election. So it's just something to keep our eyes on. It may last for a while. So it's just, a lot of these things are just kind of things to keep an eye on. The Twitter thing, obviously, see what comes out and what is continued to be released on there. Balenciaga, I mean, they're getting a lot of backlash. And then the people that aren't, you know, attacking them, like Kim Kardashian and other celebrities out here that aren't, they're getting attacked. So that's good. They're showing their true colors, which is good. the Supreme Court case, January 6th, we'll see what happens there. And then the Brazil thing. So there's a lot of stuff happening. I still think we're in this thing to 2024. We'll see. At least, it's not today. It's not today. So, just keep going on with your life. I say this at the end every time, or at least recently I have, that the holidays are coming up. Enjoy the time with your families. Still enjoy, hopefully, your work. Just keep up with all the stuff that you're doing. Anything that happens, we're not going to miss it. You're not going to have to be going out here and deep diving into the internet to find out, oh my goodness, like what happened? Oh my goodness, did I miss it? Is this a day? Anything that happens is going to happen. More than likely, you're going to see a lot of it on Tucker Carlson. So I'm just saying, the Patriot stuff, a lot of it is going to sound no different than on Tucker Carlson. So you don't have to worry about missing it, because anything that happens big, we're not going to miss it. So we're not going to miss it. So hopefully everybody has a great rest of your day. And like I said, enjoy your Christmas tree and Christmas cookies and Christmas movies and Christmas music. And just enjoy this time of year. Enjoy the time with your families. And even if this takes the next few years, you know what? We're going to all... The last few years have gone by in a flash, and I'm sure the next few years will go by in a flash. So we'll just see what happens. So hopefully everybody will stay encouraged and help keep each other encouraged. And of course, make sure to stay encouraged yourself. I love all you guys, and remember to love each other and to keep calm and patriot on. See you guys later.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank y'all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged.